You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is an ENN special report. Now reporting.
The very handsome Jewish man, Peter Rosenberg.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Peter Rosenberg!
Now, from the ESPN New York news desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to ENN.
Hello.
You know, ENN.
Ray Rowe.
Everybody say hi to Peter.
Oh, I wasn't. No. Hey, guys. I wasn't waiting for that. I was waiting for the Ray Rowe and T. Wee.
Well, listen. I had to do something.
I appreciate you.
Silence is death on radio.
ENN is brought to you by our friends over at Security Dodge. Go out and see Michelle Scalise and
come get some.
Yeah.
Will she be swinging by tomorrow?
Yeah, she should, right?
Yeah.
I mean, she was great last time.
She should be here, too, at UBS.
Although we did have a piece of social media last time with her doing the Come Get Some that it could send you into a trance if you watched it too many times.
Really?
It was this crazy loop. Do you guys didn't see it?
No.
Of her Come Get Some repeatedly, the way it, like, repeated. It could sort of make you a psychopath. I want to start off by saying good evening to Michael.
Bogdanovich.
There you go.
Yeah, that'll live on.
You know what, Todd? I think it will.
Yeah.
I'd like to. I didn't think when it happened, I wasn't sure it would be great. Can I hear that one more time? And that's when it judges.
Bogdanovich.
There you go. There's a lot that happens there. It's about five different things, Don. But it's honestly, it's sort of my there you go, as if he did something good at the end that I think ties that up nicely. Let me say good evening to Don.
Bigelow tea for me. It's Bigelow
bar.
Earl Grey with a smooth taste that keeps
what
my voice in peak condition.
Have a power bar. Phone.
One more time. Can I hear that again?
Bigelow tea for me. It's Bigelow Earl Grey with a smooth taste
I'll
that keeps my voice in peak condition.
Bar, I believe he said.
I'm saying of all the things that he gets ready for the game, he's got a scorecard, and I said, yeah, he probably has a power bar. What am I doing here?
Oh, I don't know. We didn't know what you were doing. Now, let me say good evening to Don.
You got great gift game.
And good evening to myself.
Don, you know how I feel about a wiener.
Clean day. And good evening to Aaron Boone.
You want a gift?
You didn't like the win one for the Gifford, did you?
No, that was rough, Michael. Seriously, you could be better than that. That wasn't a dad joke. That was a bad joke.
Do you know what Beatle reminded me of when we were bad-mouthing Trevor Noah's performance at the Grammys?
What Hello! Did she remind you of?
That he said, why did you say that with such disdain?
Because I saw the other day, I mean, Chris Russo took some people out to dinner at the Super Bowl, and she was there. Well, what's the connection?
Yeah,
why was she part of that?
She's got a lot of brown
shirt. I
should have
told you. Yeah, I mean, that's a real schnurrer move.
Was up with that?
And Michelle bathes in money. She doesn't need Russo to buy her dinner.
Right.
Do you know where Beatle does her radio show?
At Sirius?
More specifically?
Russo's house?
Basically.
What, Connecticut?
She's on Mad Dog Radio. They had a dinner.
And
I just want you to go. Do you have the apology music over there? No. Michael's going to need it.
No, I'm not. She still doesn't have to go with Russo.
But if
Adam Schein was there.
Right. Where does he do his show?
Sirius XM.
All the people that wish they were my brother.
Well, that's not true with everyone.
Every single one.
Beatle?
Yes. From a serious standpoint, a life standpoint, absolutely not.
She could sell your brother to Jupiter.
Oh,
we'd
no
never
question,
see him again.
My brother owns Sirius. His podcast was like finished 25th in the country during Super Bowl week.
I'll tell you
he pulverizes these people.
I'll tell you this.
He loves his brother.
By the way, your brother's show, it's the only thing they run now on his station.
Right.
When you turn on, what's Fight?
Fight Nation.
Fight Nation.
So they just run it on a loop?
It basically.
Yeah.
Wow. It's like Yes and Center Stage. I mean, it's just Dave all day long. But what?
So what did that schnurrer Michelle have?
Oh, sorry. I don't know what she had for dinner. And by the way, she didn't schnurr. That was the point.
Probably had a salad.
But Don, can
but
you...
what kind of conversation
but he has
he,
to admit that he got it wrong.
Chris. No, I didn't.
No, you got it a little wrong. She works at Mad Dog Radio. He's taking the Mad Dog channel out to dinner. He does it every Super Bowl.
She has a lot of jobs.
By the way, she did say...
She works with the Spurs. She works with you.
FanDuel.
Why waste a day with Russo?
She told me, she said she was trying, and you guys know this to be true of her nature. She was trying to be social at least one of the nights she was there. Okay. She pushed herself to go
out. So that's what she chose. Okay.
As opposed to what?
I'll play along.
Well, she's where's she going to go?
An Elvis Chapel, something like that.
Now, the Magnum Party? I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. And now, where this started was, she reminded me, speaking of dad jokes, that one of Trevor Noah's jokes was something about the Grammys being an award show for grandmas. Like Grammys?
No, it was a bad joke. It was awful. He said something like, welcome to the Grammys, and it's not what you call your grandparents. Something like that. It was awful.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I don't see it. I've never gotten obviously
Trevor
he's
Noah.
A very, very talented person.
Handsome
otherwise
guy.
You'd be getting the opportunity.
Right.
I've never
much
found
more
him
successful
funny.
Than three local losers like us, but I don't get it.
Like
either.
The things will go viral, like something he said.
Yeah, I don't
and
get
I'll
it.
And I'll watch it thinking it's gonna blow me away, and then like halfway through I'll shut it off because I'm bored.
Now
I'm not
you
a fan.
Know my rule. If I go to a movie, even if it's awful, I'm staying till the end.
Oh, right till the credit.
I just can't like because something could be better. His last stand up special I watched for 20 minutes. I couldn't go on. I just shut it off.
Not funny at all?
Not fun. Not a bit. Again, he's yelling at you. I mean, I had that at school. My teachers yelled.
I don't know whether it's his accent. You do feel like you're being lectured.
Well, I will say this, too. Someone made a comment on my post that I thought was smart. Sometimes an accent, especially to Americans, because we're dumb. Well, let's be honest. So we hear an accent from somewhere else. We immediately think smarter than us. Has to be smarter than us. So sometimes you can get away with being less funny because you sound like classier and smarter. And it sounds like you must have some gravitas that we don't have. By the way, do they put any moron Americans on in South Africa or New Zealand or England and allow us to just run roughshod over the media? Because no. Here we always have, particularly
James
people with British
Corden.
Accents. British accents run this place.
I mean, we won. We beat the British.
I know, and yet we fall complete sucker to the accent every single time.
Yeah, I'm not digging it.
Even Don with Beckinsale, she's British, right?
Yes, that's the thing I'm focused on.
Do you know that Beckinsale dated Pete Davidson?
Of course, I'm not inhuman. I mean, I'm not that up on pop culture, but
and she also dated Davidson's real good friend Mike Fife. The comedian that just sold out, like,
no,
Radio City?
Reif.
I'm sorry.
Matt Reif.
Is it Matt Reif? Okay.
Yeah, you were so close, though. I have no interest, so don't feel bad. But real quick, do you realize, Michael, how good a couple's name Odell Beckham and Kate Beckinsale could have had?
Odell Beckinsale?
Or just Beckinsale. So much potential. And what are your thoughts on Kim Kardashian and Odell supposedly being serious now?
I hope they're happy.
Aw. That's so nice.
I only want happiness for them.
That's so, so nice. Mm-hmm. Now, my question is, though... Obviously, a lot of time has passed, and Kanye is now supposedly in a new relationship, married, whatever.
Sensori.
To the Sensori. But I wonder if he wasn't, if he would have the same energy for Odell that he had for Pete Davidson.
Well, I think he thought he could beat up Pete Davidson.
That's what I'm saying.
He can't beat up Odell.
But Odell is a top-level athlete.
Right, go right back at him. Might punch him out.
I'd also like to amend something we said 2.5 hours ago.
Really?
Oh, wow.
I would throw Odell into the other piece that would have made the Ravens interesting.
But he's not the same player anymore.
But I like him in this role. He's actually like kind of become a good, solid, nice veteran to have on a team. It's such a far cry from where he was all those years ago. You know what? We're talking football.
Do it.
So should we talk about Saquon?
What do you got on Saquon?
Saquon was on with Carlin and Joe. You're familiar. By the way, I heard from Chris Carlin. Carlin versus Joe. I heard from Chris Carlin this week. I'm very upset. I guess he was calling a Rutgers Maryland game.
Yeah, he was filling in for Recco for the broadcast for the basketball. It's a good game when they beat Maryland.
You don't have to bring up who won.
I'm just trying to be specific. I'm sorry.
That's
a bad loss for Maryland because Rutgers having a bad year.
Maryland is a joke. Stop it. They make me sick. So he sent me a picture of, I guess, the media room of Lido's Pizza
right.
And just bashed it. And I said, Chris, you're not even good at being fat. I mean,
oh, what? That's what you answered him?
Yeah. What are your thoughts? I thought it was a pretty good response.
It's really,
but that
mean,
was the press.
It's good
in Maryland's press room.
Yeah, Lito's is like the official. It's the number one sponsor of Terps basketball.
He, from what I heard, because I have a friend that was there. He kept trying piece after piece to see if it got better. He ate all of it.
Where does Maryland play? That they've got an
College
arena?
Park, Maryland.
Okay.
And guess where the first original Lito's is?
Plot Deutsch.
No, it's in College Park, Maryland.
All right. No, because sometimes when I do a Ranger Capital game down in D.C.
They'll have Lito's there too.
It would just all of a sudden the whole press room would just be Hooters. And they would just have.
What kind of pizza?
Sometimes they do that down
there. What kind of pizza is Lito's pizza?
Yeah, talk to us.
I love Lito's. As you know, I adore
it. What is it compared to?
There's one in New York now. There is one in New York.
Is it like a New York slice?
Not at all. So that's what I like about it, is that you don't even have to have the fugazi conversation of, is it better than New York? It's not even trying to be anything like New York pizza. It's like thin square pieces.
That's like Sicilian.
But it's.
Oh, it's thin, though.
It's
like a grandma pie?
The vibe it gives you, think of it less like a pie that's giving it too much gravitas. Think of it more like delicious kind of pizza you'd eat at a party. Just grab
like a
slice.
Pizza appetizer.
Yeah, I'm good.
It's so good.
Carlin's right.
You know what? No one trusts you.
So what's
you know
better?
What, Don? I'll get you some.
Now, is there
what's
in
what's
the commercials? Is Lito? It Lito's?
Boss Gag's a big guy with them.
There's a certain demographic that
what's
got
better?
That.
What's better? Lito's pizza. Yeah. Or Royal Farms chicken. If you had a
Good question.
Last meal, 100% Lito's pizza.
Really?
Over Royal Farms. Wow.
I love Royal Farms chicken, but it's not the same. A Lito's pepperoni pie at House of Large by myself.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Back to Carlin, who hates Lito's pizza and is a bad guy for it. Here is Saquon talking to Carlin and Joe on the possibility of joining Harbaugh in Los Angeles.
Definitely had some battles with Coach over there in Michigan. I've seen that. My main thing is just control where I can control. I got nothing but respect for Coach Harbaugh. Big fan of Justin. I think he's one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. But, hey, you know, the NFL is the NFL. It's business. Everyone knows my heart is, but if that happens, I would love it.
You know, I have a deal that could be worked out.
All right.
Herbert for Barkley.
Oh, yeah. Listen. Yeah. Nothing
hurt asking.
Solves
a lot of problems.
Just
ask. Yeah. I mean, Harbaugh supposedly loves Saquon. Let's have Justin.
Straight up trade.
Yeah. We've gotten quarterbacks from the Chargers worked
and
out.
And it worked out.
Yeah.
Saquon also asked about his current contract status.
I'm kind of numb to it. There's a lot that you can't control. I align myself with a great team and, you know, just let them handle it. Whatever happens, happens. Like I said before and prior on the tweet, it is what it is. And it's a business. I get it. I just want to go out there and play the game that I love. And I kind of hate this part, to be honest. Yeah. And last year, I think I allowed that to get to me. This year, my focus is just control what I can control. Took the time off to let my body heal a little bit. Now, when I get back to the swing of the thing, and also continue putting the right things in my body, and that's what still gets involved.
When the world ends and everybody's keeping score, there's going to be Frost Nixon, Carlin and Joe Barkley.
Really?
It turns to the greatest interviews ever.
Yeah, this is.
To make the joke better for Frost Nixon, you should just Carlin Barkley. I'm sorry, Joe. We got to take you
out.
I know.
You know, he's a member of our show.
But
Walter's Tyson in there, too.
It is what it is.
And Givens.
Yeah, right.
It is what it is, and control what you can control. A lot of.
Well, he's gone to the College of Cliche.
You can't say no to these interviews. You realize that, right? He's obviously going on the tour because I think he realizes.
Is Carlin and Joe are they in Vegas?
Well,
what do you think?
He was on the phone though. They have to be.
Carlin just did the game Rutgers, but I would think
not all the
Joe,
ESPN shows are there.
No, but I think Joe's in Vegas, and I think Carlin's back here. I don't think Carlin's in Vegas, otherwise he wouldn't have done the Rutgers Maryland game.
It's a great point.
Wouldn't have had Lito.
Lito's. It's not a Lito.
He wouldn't have had Lito. I said. Lito's is an apostrophe S. It's
you really don't understand that. I mean, I'm not saying you got to like the song, but you don't understand the reference?
No, do it again.
The Lito Shuffle?
Lito Shuffle?
By Boss Skaggs?
I know Boss Skaggs.
Well, this is one of his most famous songs.
Really?
Yeah.
Let's see on Spotify.
You're probably the song that'll pop.
You're guaranteeing it's number one?
Ball. For the road.
I know Lowdown by Boss Skaggs.
That's going to be up there. It's between those two. Okay. It's a better song than Lowdown. Lito Shuffle's one.
Lowdown is one.
All right.
Right?
And Lito Shuffle's probably two.
Yeah, but yes, it is two, but I want to be honest and fair. It's Lowdown is one, but it has less listens.
Let's freak out yes and play a few bars, shall we?
No, that would cost
just
a lot
don't
of
go
money.
Over. How many seconds is it? Do you even know?
Yeah, I do.
20 seconds.
Lito.
Everybody knows the song.
He doesn't know the song. He's being that guy.
No, I don't. I don't remember it.
You want to sing it? Lito. Whoa. Whoa. He's for the money. He's for the show. Lito's waiting for to go. Lito. That day he left the shack.
Come on.
But that was all he missed, and he ain't coming back.
It's not about Lido Beach.
Wait, let me try to make it so Peter will enjoy it. Lido! Yo, 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 yo!
Oh, my! He went there. Like, you can't appreciate anything but hip-hop.
But that didn't even make me look bad. That was like Don doing a joke from 1990.
Oh, come on. Joke? That was a joke.
No, I know, but it was a bad joke. It's a bad...
Oh, it wasn't as bad as Michael's...
Win one for the
Giffer.
And by the way, you guys are all wrong. I didn't want to tell Aaron he was wrong. It's a GIF. The guy who invented it says it's a GIF.
No,
it's
I'm
not
saying
a GIF.
No, I'm
it's
saying
not
GIF.
A GIF.
I'm
it's
sorry.
A GIF.
No, because it's not peanut butter.
It's a GIF. That's the way the guy who invented it.
It's not.
It.
I don't care. He's wrong.
The guy who invented it's wrong.
Yes.
It's GIF.
It's GIF.
I'm not going to say GIF because then I get peanut butter. GIF is peanut butter. GIF is
no, Skippy,
the things that...
Skippy's peanut butter.
Oh, really? You're a Skippy guy?
No, always.
What about Peter Pan?
No.
Do you guys feel very strongly about one brand in peanut butter?
No, yeah, he's right. Skippy's the one.
That's what I go through a lot of peanut butter in my house. I just want to be clear. Bear and Rocky, they don't discriminate. Skippy, Peter Pan, organic...
Skippy also has a natural brand now, which is a lot more healthy.
Yeah,
it's called Slimmy.
Not as much sugar.
Just be sure. Just read it.
Why
all.
Would you do that to dogs? Because then they got the whole mouth thing. With like,
they love it.
Well,
they
that's the only way we could give butter pills.
Yeah, it's most dogs.
Yeah, we bury it into peanut butter.
And she loves it.
Loves it. How Jody gives me my pills, too.
They never get bored of the peanut butter. Every day, without fail. And you know, when I met Rocky, he had never had peanut butter. I brought that to his
really?
Life.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
That means it's not interesting.
Is Natalie anti-peanut butter?
She just hadn't thought about it.
Thought of it.
She gave him cheese.
Well, we've got confirmation that Joe is in Bristol.
All right.
Not in Vegas. And... Tom Thibodeau just said that there are exactly 8 Knicks available to them.
No, what a game. You can't wait. Throw out the record
so
books.
Then I guess the fans can't rip them for overplaying
people. A bench of three.
You know what? Show me something. Get a win tonight.
Can you look up the spread? What's the spread? Because if Kyrie, if the Mavs are full complement, that spread's got to be 15.
I would think so. I feel bad for Joe. He lived in Vegas, moved to Bristol.
Yes.
Now everyone's in Vegas for the party of the year, and he's stuck in Bristol.
He's got to go at some point, no?
What is it?
Six and a half on ESPN bet.
You know what? They're behind.
Is Kyrie active? Kyrie's fine? And it's 6.5?
That makes less sense than the Super Bowl.
The Knicks are sending out good players.
I mean, they're without a lot of players.
You got Hartenstein. You've got Hart. You've got
Hart's available.
Yes,
Doncic and Irving available
scrubs.
Tonight.
Doncic and
Irving
available
tonight.
Well, but Michael, it's not about the players. There's only 8 of them.
So what?
Well, but they're also down their 3 best players.
Yeah, I'm good.
But so bet it. Show me something.
Yeah,
show me something right now.
Make a guarantee then. By the way, I just want you to know you started listing players at Hartenstein. He's a nice player to have, but you started at Hartenstein.
He's going to play major minutes tonight.
Yeah, I know. I know what I did. Precious Achiuwa is going to play?
Yeah, sure he is.
He's been playing great.
He'll play Precious
DiVincenzo.
Minutes tonight.
DiVincenzo.
Oh, I know.
They're sending out good. You guys are acting like they're sending out scrubs.
It doesn't matter.
Is not like what the Grizzlies sent out.
No, it's not because they're not as good a team. But, like, the second you start in any – in any team, in any sport, with their down 1, 2, and 3,
right?
That's tough.
And you have a 3-man bench.
Okay.
Yeah, so like you're down the second three. Unit comes out, like some of the first unit has to stay in.
But if there's a team that can handle it, it's the Knicks, because Thibodeau only goes 9 deep anyway.
Well, now he can only go 8. I bet, Michael. Show me something.
Jalen Brunson's dad, I think, is going to suit up. Rick.
He could do it.
That would be something.
He's probably younger than us.
Right? The Nets acquired Dennis Schroeder earlier today before the deadline.
I love the fact that you know how to pronounce it.
He's got to have a nice shot with a name like that.
And Thaddeus
Schroeder,
Young.
I know. Why don't you hit me? Hit me.
This is the hanging on the rim that the caller was talking about earlier.
How was that hanging on the rim?
I don't know, because you're just being that guy.
I am that guy, but it's not hanging on the rim.
The Jazz send Kelly Olynyk to the Raptors. The Sixers get Buddy Hield from the Pacers.
Not a bad pickup.
That's a nice pickup. Yeah. That's a nice little pickup right there.
Doesn't Buddy Hield sound like a lounge singer?
Yeah, the name Buddy.
Appearing tonight, Buddy Hield.
The name Buddy Hield has always been awesome.
Yeah.
And I've been impressed that he's turned it into an NBA career. I just had a hunch he was going to be a college guy that we never heard from again in the pros.
Well, he never lived up to what he was supposed to be, though.
Yeah, true, but it still has turned into a nice little career. How about this? You hear the Gino Auriemma story?
No.
UConn coach Gino Auriemma has been cryptic on the future after getting his 1,200th career
victory. He had to
have misspoke.
Victory. Listen to this, Michael. Tell me he didn't misspeak.
Here's the cryptic message. When asked about a number, how long he could be around, he said, in terms of wins, he said, more along the line of single digits. And that there isn't one number or, quote, whale that he's chasing. By the way, good time for a Carlin callback joke if you're interested. Go ahead.
I just think that a lot of these veteran college coaches don't want to deal with this NIL.
All right, but he had to have misspoke because then he'd be done this year.
Maybe he's done this year.
He's only got 9 more wins in him.
Maybe.
Or did he mean, like, because I thought the whole quote was, He no more hundreds. It's now single digits. Like, I could see him not winning another 100 games. Like, another milestone. He's at 1,200. He's not going to get to 1,300. I can get that. But
you're going to see a lot of college coaches out, don't need this.
Well, maybe. But then if you're going to say you're down to single digits, then you might as well just say, listen, this is it. This is my last year.
He doesn't want to say that.
But when you say single digits, that's exactly what you're saying. Or you think you're going to be god-awful next year. I mean, come on.
Single digits would mean you're hinting it's the
That's
end.
Why I think he misspoke. I think he meant like double digits.
You want to hear from Brock Purdy?
Not really.
All right.
Here's the 49ers quarterback.
Why'd you ask?
On advice that he's gotten from Joe Montana and our friend, he's going to be on the show tomorrow at 5 o'clock, Steve Young.
Just briefly talking to like Joe, it's been just pretty simple, just in terms of, you know, you got a good team around you, just obviously go through your reads and what Kyle is calling and trust in Kyle. You don't need to be this superstar or anything. Like, you can go out and just do your job, do it well, and you got a good team around you and you guys can win that way. And then with Steve, we just talked about just like our mindsets, you know, in the NFL, you know, with all the stuff going around on the outside, being able to, you know, sink back into what you believe and understand who you are and what your purpose is.
Beautiful.
Well, it's not like outrageous advice.
31 seconds.
By the way, the police are investigating Ravens receiver Zay Flowers in an alleged domestic assault, according to the Baltimore Sun. That will do it for ENN on this Thursday evening.
I don't want to clap after that.
I know, it's hard to clap there. It's all brought to you by our friends at Security Dodge. Ugh. Go see Michelle Scalise for the President's Day sales event and come get some.
Yeah. Tomorrow at 3, big guest list. Thank you to the Islanders. Great host. See you, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.